Dreamscape presents It's Okay Not to Share by Heather Schumacher. Narrated by Laurel Lefko. Introduction. The renegade rules inside this book are not entirely mine. The seeds for these ideas come from the accumulated wisdom of a tiny progressive preschool tucked near the banks of the Olentangy River in Columbus, Ohio. In this forgotten spot, children can box and wrestle. They can paint their arms blue or climb a tree. No one has to sit still. Children don't have to share their toys. But because of these renegade ways, the School for Young Children, SYC, has produced confident, compassionate children for 40 years, children who are masters in mediation and creative problem solving. I know all about it. I went to preschool there as a child. My mother is a teacher at SYC and has taught there for nearly four decades. Today, I'm raising my own children following its philosophy. This book came about because I realized how rare the SYC ideas are. The very title of this book, It's Okay Not to Share, goes against some of our most deeply held notions about what's right and wrong when it comes to raising kids. How renegade are these ideas? Rather than force a child to share a toy, the renegade approach promotes generosity by letting a child keep a toy to herself all day long, relinquishing it to another child only when she's good and ready. When a child accidentally hurts someone, the renegade approach encourages compassion by not saying sorry. Instead of teaching the ABCs to children when they're sitting down calmly and quietly, the renegade approach suggests grabbing a pen and offering an impromptu literacy lesson when children are hollering and screaming. And instead of breaking up a fight when two children start wrestling, the renegade approach suggests providing a wrestling mat and even giving kids boxing gloves. These upside-down rules actually come with sensible reasons, all based in child development. The ideas really aren't that radical. They're just different. When I first told Jan Waters the title of this book, she objected. Jan's taught at the school as long as my mother and served as director for 17 years. But the ideas aren't renegade, she said. They're not renegade or rebellious at all. Well, they are unconventional, I said. You'll have to admit that. Jan was undeterred. They're good old solid child development principles that work, she said. Make that the title of the book.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?